Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, congratulations to the winner of our tickets to go see that Beatles show. It's not actual Beatles. They're not. There's only a couple of them around. But it's the Let It Be Christmas, the rock opera.
Way to bring it down.
Well, I just, you know, want to make sure that people know.
Yeah. Paul just McCartney's like we gave away touring. Fake Neil Diamond tickets.
Right. Yes. It was a Neil Diamond tribute show.
Tribute show. Yeah.
Congratulations to Jeff from Imperial, Missouri, who is the winner of those tickets. We will have more of those tickets to give away tomorrow and the rest of the week. And today, before the show is over, St. Louis Auto Show will give away. Got to be listening for your chance to win.
Well, you've heard me talk about the Salvation Army and how much I love the work they do. And so I'm honored to welcome back to Studio B, Major Adam Moore with the Salvation Army. So good to see you again.
Good morning. And what an opportunity for us to talk about all the winners in Greater St.
Right.
Louis, those who ring the bell and those who contribute, and the families that we serve. It's a win-win-win. Yeah. It's Winning Wednesday. That's what we do.
Well, I love it. And last week, ringing the bell, I was outside Deerberg's, and so many people came up, donated to the kettle. One of my favorite things is seeing the little kids get so excited to put the dollar in the kettle or the coins. One person had his name was Rick. He had a plastic bag full of cash and coins. Mm. I regret to inform you it was their cuss jar.
Oh, but that's good. If you have to cuss and you put money in a jar, it's going to a good cause.
It doesn't really matter.
Maybe in the theology of things that it all pans out.
He held up the bag. He said, it was a rough year. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. But hey, the Salvation Army benefits. I was saying, you know, at a toy drive a couple years ago, a woman brought toys and she was in tears and said the year before, the Salvation Army had helped her provide toys for her kids. Yeah. Now, I want to jump right into what we were talking about on the break, because I asked you, what are you doing on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day? Is it busy? Tell me what you do on Christmas Day and visiting the different places you visit.
Yeah, so there'll be lots of people staying underneath Salvation Army roofs come Christmas Day out at our Page location. We're a warming center. And so folks will be staying in that warming shelter. We have families who will be staying there, and we also have vets who are there in a program. And so I'll be stopping by there to wish them a Merry Christmas and to let them know that they're not alone and that they're not forgotten. And the services that we provide for the Salvation Army is because they live in a community that loves them so very much and only wants to see the best for them.
And you said with the kids, you make sure that when they wake up on Christmas morning, Santa knows exactly where they are.
Absolutely. And what a wonderful opportunity that we have to give to those who are going through very trying and challenging situations, to be able to remind them that they're loved and that they're cared about and that someone's thinking about their kids during these difficult times.
Like they get to wake up and go see a Christmas tree with with presents with their name on it?
There'll be presents. They'll wake up. They'll warm meal. Wake up whenever they want because it's Christmas, right? Yeah. Nobody has to go to school. But our kids in our shelter will have an opportunity to have Santa visit them wherever they're at, despite them being at the Salvation Army.
And I'll just do one more because we talked about this as well, which was such a good point. You said for a lot of people who are with the Salvation Army, maybe in like a rehab program or another type of program with addiction or mental health, there have been bridges burned with family members.
Yeah.
And so what does the Salvation Army do to stand in the gap there?
Yeah, that's a challenge, right? And so Christmas, when you spend it by yourself, one of the songs that keeps coming on, some of my family isn't going to be able to make it home this Christmas. And so the song, they've played it a million times, it feels like, this year since we have come to that realization. I'll be home for Christmas, right? Yeah. And there are men and women who have made a decision that it's time to get their life together, that it's time to be on a journey of a pathway of hope and a pathway to recovery. And they find themselves in a rehabilitation center or treatment center, and that can be the longest, coldest, loneliest day in recovery because, again, they haven't left good relationships with their family. And so during that day, I like to stop by personally and look them in the eyes and tell them I'm so very proud of them for making the good choice to be here with the Salvation Army today and not to give up, that life gets better, that there is a pathway forward, that there is a pathway of hope, that recovery and freedom from addiction is absolutely possible in their life. And what a better day for us to celebrate that than on Christmas, remembering the Christ of Christmas who makes all of that possible.
As Amy mentioned earlier, there was the story of the woman who said, I wasn't able to get gifts last year and, you know, Salvation Army helped. What is there a story or two that you can think of, something specific that really strikes you when you think about what the Salvation Army has done for people?
Yeah, first of all, and maybe I've shared this before, but I love the story so much. I was able to touch base with a volunteer last year who was apologizing profusely that she had to leave Toy Town before her shift was over, before her commitment. And almost with tears in her eyes, she says, I get to go spend a Christmas party with my family. And then went on to tell me some 15 or 20 years prior that the Salvation Army had given her toys to give to her kids while she was incarcerated. And because of that gift, she said, I am still able to have family ties with my kids. And more importantly than that, to be able to be a grandma to my kids' kids, which was so super cool. And she credits the work of the Salvation Army. And again, not what some guy in bad polyester does, but what the community does to the Salvation Army every single year. Then I was reminded of another story recently that we had a corporate group of volunteers, and we have them there this week out at the Airway Center helping us with distribution. But they were just going about their business and giving back to the community and helping people shop. And then as they looked up, it was one of the folks that they worked with that they had no idea was going to be turning to the Salvation Army for services. And what a wonderful reminder that when we give to the Salvation Army and when we're helping people, or when we're sitting across the desk for someone or on the other side of a microphone, that we have absolutely no idea what people are going through. And so first of all, the reminder to always be kind, just because we don't know the pressures of life, that those that we interact with every single day. But you'll never know how personal then your gift to the Salvation Army or other organizations that are so invested in helping people might be helping someone that you love and that you care about and you have no idea.
What about veterans? Because I know that so many veterans, I thought I read like an 11% of the homeless population are veterans. There was a number. And I know the Salvation Army is there for our veterans who are going through a difficult time, whether it be addiction or homelessness. What has been your experience with that in the St. Louis area?
Absolutely. The Salvation Army has partnered with veterans since World War II. That's why we have Donut Day in May. It's because the Salvation Army Donut Lassies, girls, were serving on the front lines. But right here in St. Louis, we have over the year, I think the statistic is about 330 folks that we get to partner with to put them on a pathway of hope, that we provide affordable housing to veterans. And I have a friend who came to the Salvation Army right here in St. Louis at the Harbor Light on 3010 Washington Avenue, and said that he needed help, that he was tired of living the life that he was, and he just needed someone to give him hope. And so we were able to build relationship. He went through our a substance abuse program, first through detox, through our substance abuse program at Midtown Service and Treatment Center, then entered our veterans program. And that was about 12 years ago. But about every other day, I get a text from my friend Brian because of the impact that the Salvation Army had on his life. And what that text means to me is just not, you know, it's Brian sending me a text. But it was a signal for Brian and I as we walked through recovery together that he said, Captain, if you get a text from me, I'm clean, I'm sober, and I slept in a real bed. Mm. And life for me is good. And so for the last 6 or 8 years, every 2 or 3 days, I'll get a text from Brian knowing that everything in his life is good. And that's because of the opportunities that I have to serve in the Salvation Army, to give back to veterans who have given so very much to us. But there are hundreds of Brians every day who turn to the Salvation Army and who are looking again for folks, first of all, to acknowledge their service, that we have oftentimes asked them to do unmentionable things and to give of themselves. And then when they return home, we want to be there to help them through the process, the healing process. And again, dealing with those things that we have no idea that they have done for us and for others to provide for us the blanket of freedom that we get to enjoy every day.
Do you, I know that for people who are listening, they know about the red kettles, they know about the donations, they know about the donations of items that they can do. Is there anything else people listening can do to help?
Well, certainly the next few days, we've just got a few ringing days left, and it looks like it's going to be the warmest days of October, November, yeah, and December coming up. So we would encourage folks to go to registertoring.com. That's registertoring.com, and they can put their zip code in and find a place. I think we've got 5 ringing days left. Help us fill those days as much as we can, because, again, it's so much more than the dollars and cents that go into the kettles, but it's the change that comes out because of those. And then we have volunteer opportunities that we ask people not only to give time, to give their treasure, but we also ask them to give of their talent and of their time. And so if you'd go on to stlsalvationarmy.org, there's opportunities for you to volunteer and get engaged in our ministry. You can meet a man like Brian. You can meet a young woman who we're giving toys and investing in, who is having generational impact, like the lady who I was able to visit with at Toy Town. Or you're able to have the opportunity to support your neighbors in ways you can't even begin to imagine.
It's awesome. I love all the work you're doing, and people can, again, go to the Salvation Army website, learn more about the services, donate online. Register to ring is super easy because I, like I said, rang the bell at the Dierbergs in De Pere last week and the next day signed up. So if you're at Dierbergs on Christmas Eve at 10 a.m. in De Pere, I'll be there ringing the bell. They make it so easy. You pick day, location, time, boom, and you show up. The apron's there, the bell is there, the kettle's there. So thank you so much, and thank you for all the great work that the Salvation Army does. It's extraordinary. I love it's helping your neighbor, loving your neighbor.
Absolutely. And again, in ways that we can't even begin to ask or imagine. And we're so grateful for your time and for KMOX listeners responding time after time after time, every time we give the challenge, that they love this community as much as I do. And that warms my heart, and that encourages us all to give with joy this holiday season.
Major Adam Moore with the Salvation Army on the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX. Well, a lot of people have been bushwhacked by pyramid scheme people. You ready for this story?
Why don't you just say ambushed? Why do you keep saying bushwhacked?
Because I think it's a funny word.
Okay.
I've always liked the word. There was a Daniel Stern movie called Bushwhacked.
Okay.
Daniel Stern, one of the finest actors.
Wonder Years.
No.
Yes.
Is he from the Wonder Years?
He's the voice of Kevin. He's the adult voice of Kevin.
Oh, yeah. But he's really...
Oh, wait, not Kevin. Is that his name?
He's Home Alone.
Who's the lead character? Who's Fred Savage's character? Whatever that is, he's the lead, and he is the voice.
He does not matter. I just know Daniel Stern from Home Alone, Rookie of the Year. Great movie.
Yeah.
Finest sports movie ever made.
All right.
Here's a texter. I was... Here we go. My wife and I are 26 and 27 respectively. And it's always nice to make friends your age and meet people. So one day we were walking around Target and we met this couple who is our age. They were looking at books and talking to us about whatever, and they were very friendly. They didn't bring up anything. We talked to them for about 30 minutes about life and yada yada, and they really seemed like they cared about us. They invited us to Bread Co. to get lunch.
Oh, nice.
The second we got there, the whole demeanor changed. It was all e-business, get rich, etc. We later found out it was Amway, but it was all e-business and their friend who retired rich, and they wanted us to join them, and they wouldn't stop texting us for 2 months after that about joining their e-business that's about to take off. We ended up blocking them. Later, at Barnes & Noble in St. Peter's, there was another girl there who was hanging out, and she approached my wife and was talking to her about life and books and stuff and wrapped her in for about 30 minutes pretending to care about her. Turns out she was with Amway as well, trying to get my wife to sign up for her program. We ran into her about three more times, preying on people. And I know it's a strong word, but literally preying on young women in Barnes & Noble. If she approached us again, she wouldn't remember us and would start the speech over again. It's really something to watch out for, because you want to make friends and you want to meet people, but it makes it pretty difficult to approach people in public or talk to people who approach you, because it feels like it's always going to be a scam.
Oh,
that's
man.
Awful. So that's,
well, I'll tell you what. They are right about this. If somebody reaches out to me and it's not someone I've talked to in a while or was maybe kind of friends with but not like super close or anything, if I hear from them, my first thought is, what are they trying to sell me? Like, what's going on? It's not that they're just reaching out just to see what's up.
Yeah.
And that's what they forced me to think. They've done that to me. They've made me a skeptic. That's not nice.
Well, you should be a skeptic. And I think the girl today must have been Amway, because this texter talked about.
Can I stop you real quick?
Yeah.
What the hell is Amway?
It's the American way.
I mean, just what is it? I've heard of Amway for a million years. I don't know what they do. Does anybody know what they actually do?
Vitamins and supplements.
That's what it is?
Amway is a worldwide leader in health and beauty and an outstanding independent business owner opportunity.
Okay, so what, do you buy a product that says Amway on it? Do they sell things that are like Amway brand?
I don't think so.
Or do they have different brands under their umbrella? What
That's
is
a great
it?
Question.
We also had somebody point out on the Odyssey voice message feature that there's a difference between being sold something and a pyramid scheme. So somebody might be trying to sell you something through Amway, but somebody else might be trying to recruit you to work for them. I feel like the recruiting is more of the pyramid scheme, right?
That's more. Yeah.
But sometimes you buy stuff and go, if you like it, you can also sell it. Like, it's always been, because like even the...
But you're not supposed to get high on your own supply.
Well, they do.
Say.
Mary Kay, makeup, it's like you can buy it at a party, but then if you would like to sign up to also sell Mary Kay, it's kind of a 2-for-1. I've always had the 2-for-1. I've been offered the product and offered to buy it. So Amway products, no, I'm on their website. They sell, their products don't say Amway. It's like health and beauty and wellness. But I know that's what this girl was, because the speech was the same as the guy that texted in about starting my own business, getting rich by 24. And she said she was in equity distribution, which is a pyramid scheme.
That means you distribute equity.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
That's crazy.
Robert, watching on YouTube, says my dad would get the Glister toothpaste from Amway. I don't even know what that is. You see what I'm talking about? Like, what is Glister toothpaste?
Just if you go to Amway.com or whatever it is, just Google Amway and then click on shop.
I don't even know what the Amway logo is.
I think you're missing the point.
No, I don't think I am. They're pervasive. They're everywhere, but I've never seen any of their stuff.
Let's see.
How is that possible?
Oh, they still sell Glister. You can get Glister multi-action toothpaste. Whoa. Glister mint refresher spray.
Well, toothpaste is one of the most confusing things in the world to buy, because there are 85 different toothpastes. One does whitening, one does plaque removal.
No, they're all 2-for-1s or 3-for-1s now.
Are they?
It's always plaque plus whitening.
Oh man,
body wash, face wash too. It's all the same
toothpaste,
stuff.
Toothpaste, yeah.
You
there
know
should
what?
Just be, there should
hand
just be
soap.
I have yet to see a shampoo toothpaste combo. That's where it's at.
That's what I'm talking about. If you could put that together, you really make some money.
Dish soap, deodorant. All
I would
one.
Sell that for Amway. If Amway makes
shampaste,
if Amway were to make shampoo, conditioner, body wash, toothpaste combo, I would sell that.
Yeah, shampaste.
Fuel additive for your car, a little bit of everything.
Whatever you need. Cooking grease.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I do feel seen, though, with all these people who were ambushed, if you
by
prefer
Amway.
That, yeah. By Amway. Yeah. They put the am in ambush.
There you go. That's even better. See?
And I was late for work. I just was.
Of this lady.
Yeah, because again, I thought, good for her. I thought maybe she was a little socially awkward and you know what I mean? And was like making an effort. And I think we should encourage that. Nope. She tried to pyramid scheme me.
So our wonderful people at Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing, we've been doing 100 acts of kindness. They've committed more acts of kindness today.
they
have bought a bunch of donuts. And so Amy and I are going to take them to some firehouses around the city. So good on Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing. They're the best, absolute best. So the Chris and Amy show continues until 12 o'clock. We got the Gas House Gang, Tom Ackerman, and me. Oh, Illinois State football coach, Brock Spack.
Oh.
ISU's in the semis, baby. Let's go. Both of my football teams playing at the same time on Saturday night. I don't know what to do with myself. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you. Well, you might be surprised to learn that more than 1 million people in their 40s are currently enrolled in undergraduate or graduate programs, according to the National Center for Education Statistics. And I saw this story in the Wall Street Journal, why workers in their 40s are going back to school. And by golly, we got the author on right now to learn more.
Oh, boy.
I'm in my 40s.
Yeah.
You're in your 40s. And Claire Ansberry joins us now. She's the author of the Turning Points column for the Wall Street Journal. Claire, thanks so much for your time today.
Sure. It's my pleasure.
So people in their 40s going back to school, the big question is why?
Right. I think the people feel so much more uncertain about their jobs. And so they're looking for better pay, job security. They've seen the layoffs. They see what is going on with AI and how it's changing their profession. Good jobs, good paying jobs. It's more competitive. So they want to stand out from their peers. And there's just a lot of stiff competition.
And so it is less of, I've always wanted to learn this. It's not a luxury.
It's more necessity.
It's not a hobby. It's a necessity because they're feeling uncertain about their future.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There is always that element of, you know, I've done what I can in my career. Or I talked to a woman who was a teacher and, you know, she loved teaching, but mm-hmm. she just felt like, you know, I really need a change. So she turned to healthcare and, you know, went into nursing. So that it was just a matter of, I'm ready for a change. I want to expand. Some people will also find that what they loved in their 20s and 30s just doesn't provide the security that it did, like a woman who was a chef for an upscale catering. And she said, you know, it just got to be a physical grind on her body, being on her feet all day. The hours were uneven. You know, she loved the creativity of a chef, but she just said, at this stage in my life, it's not where I want to be, and it's not going to provide the future that I want. So there is some of that of, you know, I want to change, a big career change for, enrichment, and, you know, some just realizing that the future isn't going to, you know, their current career isn't going to sustain them that long. And you know, there are people who just love to learn and just feel like it's rewarding. But at this current moment, there's a lot of people saying, you know what, I need to upgrade my skills, my education, to stand out, to secure my job, to get a job. So that's what's driving us.
Talking to Claire Ansberry, the author of the Wall Street Journal article, Turning Points, and it's a perfect topic for us on our midday midlife today, because we like to tackle topics for people in this age range, right? And in this story, there's a woman who got her master's degree at 41. She ended up getting her doctorate at 47. And that is, I mean, that's really late. You know, most of the people I know who have done that were not even out of their 20s yet when they completed those things. So for the folks who are now going back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And doing school over again, regardless of what the you know, the industry is there still some concern about it? Or, I mean, there's got to be some anxiety that exists when you take that plunge and get back into school.
Sure, sure. And, you know, life is more complicated when you're in your 40s mm-hmm. than it is when you're in your 20s. I mean, you're juggling family often. Kids at that age, they're involved in a lot of sports or, you know, after school things, activities. And we all know what rushing around and trying to juggle those sort of schedules are like. And trying to do that while many of these people are still working and then trying to, you know, do their studies and their homework. You know, that woman that you were referring to, she said she's a morning person. And, you know, she was glad she was a morning person, but she found herself writing her papers from, you know, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. because mm-hmm. that's when she could do it. You know, she missed out on activities. She gave up TV. You know, the household chores had to be delegated. So it's you need a good support system to do this. But she also, and then there's the money thing, you know, taking on additional debt at that age when, you know, a lot of people have a mortgage, when a lot of people are seeing their peers kind of hitting stride, in their career or getting to that point when there's more concerns about putting away money for retirement. And then you're taking on additional debt. So that, you know, that's a concern. Yet at the same time, for example, that woman that you mentioned in her 40s, she's like, yeah, we have longevity in our family, you know, grandmother who lived to be almost 100. So she's, in her view, going back to school was a good investment because she plans on working for a long time and people aren't retiring like they used to. It's not necessarily a given mm-hmm. that at 65 mm-hmm. people are going to retire. So it's not a given that if you're going back to school in your 40s, you're only going to have 20 more years of work life. So is it worth it to spend all this time and money in it? Because the world is changing.
It's so interesting. The 40s, your 40s, it can be a really tough time for all the reasons you mentioned going back to school. You might have little kids. You might have right. high school aged kids. You're saving for retirement. You probably have a job. You might have a house that just taking care of the house and the pets. I'm trying to picture, you know, I don't have a lot of those things and I don't know how I would fit in trying to get a college education. And going thinking of that makes me think of the very first step of the process, which is, would I have to take the ACT or the SAT again to apply? How does that work if you're getting an undergraduate degree?
That I don't. I mean, I imagine it depends on the school.
Yeah.
And you know whether you're. Taking a 18-month associate, whether you want an 18-month associate in a very specific field. So whether you still have to take those. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the different schools and a lot of them with the remote learning, I think that they probably all have their own requirements and individual ones. I never heard anybody saying they had to go back and get their SATs
right.
or ACTs.
Right, there'd so be some kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it did not seem to be an issue. The one woman who was a chef who decided she wanted to learn web design and some software skills, and she decided that on a camping trip. She was just like, I need to make a change. And so she researched it on her trip and on the way home, you know, filled out the application and submitted it before she even returned home from her vacation. So it seems like something that you could at least move quickly on, at least the initial process. And on the cost thing, there, you know, she received some grants and sometimes people can get internships depending upon programs. One woman found the cost of programs for a master's in the U.S. for linguistics and translations was just beyond her budget and just insane in her mind. And so she already had a law degree and a master's degree from Brazil, but found that that didn't carry as much weight mm-hmm. as she would have hoped. So she felt like she needed to get another degree from a U.S. or European university and found that she could take classes remotely from a university in Birmingham at half the cost. It was hard work. I mean, she said she realized at one point she hadn't left her apartment in 2 months. But, you know, so you have to realize, she said, if you're going to go to school in your 40s, you're going to miss some things. That's just a given.
Yeah.
I tell you, it's interesting because it just does seem overwhelming that at this age to think about getting back out there, going and getting a different degree and going through all of that, and especially if you get an advanced degree. But it's nice to know there are people out there who are doing it, and it's becoming more and more common. We appreciate the reporting. Claire Ansberry, thank you for talking with us today.
Sure thing. Take care.
Claire Ansberry wrote the story in the Wall Street Journal. It's called Turning Points, and the column, that's the name of the column, and you should go read it. It's perfect for our midday midlife.
Yeah.
because, I mean, what can you possibly think of a more midlife complete switch than going back to school?
Right.
And
for something different.
Something different.
You're not
yeah.
necessarily continuing your education or getting your master's, which is still really difficult.
Yeah.
But yeah, to kind of start over with your undergraduate or try to get your doctorate. Like I said, I don't have kids or a pet, you know, a lot of responsibilities that 40-year-olds would have. And I can't imagine being a full-time student right now. And I think the 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. might kill me. Even though I'm a morning person, 3 a.m. is the middle of the night. That's tough. Although, I would love, if my job were to go to school, oh, I love it. I loved school. I love learning. And now that I'm older, I appreciate it even more. What a fun job. Your job is to learn things. I'm not talking about a vocational,
you know, homework's
not fun. But
like
a literature.
Oh, I don't like homework.
If someone said right now, Amy, your job, you go get your
nobody likes homework.
Degree in literature. Yes, they do.
No, they don't. Drew Young, do you like homework?
Reading?
No, he says no. Matt no. Majeski, you like
reading
nobody,
and
nobody
writing?
Nobody likes homework.
Oh,
not for school. I like to read, but I don't like to read for school.
Back in my day. Kids like to read for school.
No, they didn't.
Nobody ever liked homework. Ever.
No. George Washington, I bet, did.
He was a big dork.
Yeah.
Big. That's, cut that off. That's rude.
Oh, here's this try-hard George Washington again. Reading. Doing all that reading.
With his wooden teeth.
Did he really have wooden teeth?
I don't think so. I think it was bones.
Yeah. It was like animal bones,
animal
I think.
Teeth.
That's what it was. Gross. It's a Chris and Amy show. Gas House Gang is coming up at 12 o'clock. ISU football coach, that's Illinois State to you. Illinois State football coach Brock Spack is going to join Tom Ackerman and me. Very much looking forward to that. They're in the playoffs. They're in the semifinals. Oh, baby.
Got a good text here about our midday midlife segment about 40-year-olds going back to school. 314 says, I'm almost 40, was a high school dropout. And I'm now 4 semesters away from graduating with a Bachelor's of Science in Nursing. Going to college when I turned 35 was the single best thing I did for myself. Anthony and Baldwin. Nice work, Anthony.
Yeah, there you go, man.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
I'll tell you this. It does take a lot of courage to go through with that. Especially when you're well into your life and maybe you're well into a career. And then in your 30s, late 30s, early 40s, late 40s, go, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Doing That's something awesome. Different, folks. Congratulations to Jim from St. Louis, who won the tickets to see the St. Louis Auto Show, which is coming up in January. Did you lose? Well, the rest, if your name's not Jim, you did. Guess what? You'll have a chance tomorrow and Friday to win those tickets. You got to be listening to this show, however. Guess what, Amy?
What?
So City SC has a new head coach.
Yeah.
They just brought these bags
Let's
in for
this.
Us.
This is a
so,
bag.
City SC brought these bags in for us.
Us meaning you, me, and
Matt Pajeski.
That's right.
They're gift bags. And so
well,
Drew
well, we
Young
were
says
instructed not to open them until
we were instructed
on air.
Not to open. So now we're on the air. We're looking at it.
Oh.
A nice little City SC hat.
That's a toque.
It's a cute little hat. They gave us a
Look
hat.
At this. Cute.
They gave us a card. A notebook. I don't see a new head coach in here. What is this? Oh,
an acrylic ornament.
How about that? I know who's getting that
this
one.
This is awesome.
See that steno pad's got your initials on it.
Oh my
goodness,
God,
it does.
It does.
Wow. What a great job by City.
Is that it? What is it?
Well, no, sketchbook? I think you're right. I just think that's pretentious.
Look at that. Anyway, thanks to City SC. Got a new head coach.
I'm going to
being
I know.
Introduced today.
And he brings gifts.
He does.
He does. They better
did he
be from.
Bring it?
From Yoan DeMay?
Yeah, did Yoan DeMay bring it?
Yeah, we'll just assume that he did. He's got really nice handwriting, too.
Do you want to tell Ronj what you speculated who the gift was from?
Oh, I thought it might have been from Olaf Melberg with a signed headshot of him, you know, handsomely gazing into the camera. And then it would have been, you know, signed, Olaf, thanks for the support.
Yeah.
Oh, because we're still on his side?
Yeah.
He's so good looking.
He's so good looking, you can't not be on his side.
I know, right?
I wouldn't be able to fire him. I would have to okay, Amy, get ready. You're going to fire Olaf today. And I'll be like, get ready. Be mean. Mean face. Be mad. And as soon as he walked through the doors, I'd get lost in his eyes. And I'd get lost in his eyes. And that beard?
Handsome.
Handsome,
And
man.
It's a different kind of lost in eyes. Not like mine when I was lost in Joel Osteen's eyes.
That's right.
That was different. I was I was entranced. I was like, this guy can have all of my money.
Yeah.
Whatever it is,
and
he can
have
it all.
He would take it. Oh, yeah.
Of course he would. He'll take like an old basketball arena and turn it into a church.
If you gave him all your money, he'd pay for the gas for his private plane to go somewhere.
Absolutely.
Well, no. Thank you to City and the new coach, Johan DeMay. Thank you so much. Good luck. I think we should all root for fewer ties and more wins this year. I feel good about it. I feel really good about it. I love this hat.
And more penalty kicks. There should be more penalty kicks.
Absolutely.
So don't forget, Amy. We have a very important thing that we're doing today.
Oh, my gosh. You're right. Thank you to Jerry Kelly Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, and Plumbing because they bought a buttload of donuts.
Don't say buttload of donuts. They bought a lot of donuts.
That sounds like the same thing.
They bought a lot of donuts.
Did you know, though, just so people don't think I'm rude, a buttload is a real unit of measurement?
Yes, we did talk about this before.
So it's not bad.
No. So, I don't remember what the unit is, but it is
a unit.
I thought
it had to do with wine. I can't remember.
No, I'm not sure.
Anyway.
But they did, maybe it was whiskey. But they did tell us, hey, we're buying all these donuts.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only caveat is you have to go deliver them. So we're going to go take them to some firehouses.
To the firefighters, yep. So that's a...
So thanks to Jerry
Kelly
for that.
100 acts of kindness. That's 3 acts of kindness. If we're going to 3 different firefighter houses.
At least.
Not firefighter houses.
Yes.
Fire stations.
Actually, we should just show up to firefighters' houses. Instead of go to the firehouse.
No, this is my home. We meant the fire station.
Yeah. Oh, whoops. We are not great at following instructions, so.
Well, to be clear, I feel like instructions we get are confusing.
Sometimes that's true. We won't screw this up, though. But thanks to Jerry Kelly for that. Another act of kindness from a really great local company, and we're looking forward to that today. Also looking forward to the Gas House Gang. It's next. ISU in the semis. Oh, baby. Brock Spack Illinois State football coach, will be on the show. Tom Ackerman with me. If you missed anything on this show, it's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Go back and get it, iHeart app, or wherever you get your podcast. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 on 104.1 FM KMOX.
I have a history of severe gastrointestinal distress.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.